be it proclaimed that the Board of County Commissioners of Santa Rosa County, Florida, does hereby declare February 11, 2026 as 211 Awareness Day, and urges all citizens to be aware that if they are overwhelmed in crisis or just need to talk, 211 Northwest Florida is available anytime, day or night, and that 211 Northwest Florida staff can provide referrals for mental health counseling, substance abuse, health care, employment, food assistance, daycare, support groups, volunteering, free income tax preparation, and more.
Hey, if you're having an emergency, you call 911. If you're having a crisis, you call 211. For whatever it is, United Way of West Florida does all this stuff, and they're overseeing several counties now. Ever since some of the changes a couple of years ago, remember some of the bad things that were happening in the Santa Rosa County one, and now that's gone away, and United Way West Florida has kind of taken over all that stuff. And yeah, today is the day where we really think about that, and it's an important resource for thousands and thousands and thousands of our community members who are, in crisis or have a need of any kind for help that doesn't quite fit into the medical or police or fire help that's the 911 stuff. 641 here on News Radio 92.3. Brad Baker is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. He joins us now. Brad, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. A couple of really, I think, really cool projects. One, my favorite cool project, is this Cold Creek Recreation Nature Preserve the land around Whiting Field for airspace and all of that. This is a really big deal, and if people don't know, if you look on a map, you go up 87 to where Whiting is, there's one space on the north end of Whiting, the North Whiting Field Preserve, and there's also a space on the west across 87 where there's a big lake. You can see it very clearly on a map, part of Cold Creek, and there's a couple of different phases of what you guys are doing. Can you just tell people what this is, what it's going to be, and kind of why it's important? Because I think this is a great program.
Yeah, it is neat, and I will say, while it is a cold creek, it is Clear Creek that we have.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting. Yeah, you're right. And we got a tour from the preservation folks a couple years ago. No, Clear Creek. Thank you. You're right. Sorry.
Yeah, so I think the Clear Creek one, that's the most recent one we purchased, just over 400 acres. We'll have both sides of that little lake there. And got a really neat plan we've been working with Vernon Compton and the Longleaf Alliance and worked out some phases. So the first phase, we'll kind of use the trails, the fire lines, the roads that were already there to make a walking trail, designing a parking lot right now. Phase two, we'll do a mobility impaired, kind of a loop that's really close to the parking lot. And then phase three, we'll do a kayak launch. We'll probably need to do it with the terrain right there where people are currently launching their boats, right at 87. And then phase four, on the steeper terrain north of there, will be another walking trail that will loop in to the south side. So it's a really neat project. It's beautiful land out there. And then, like you said, on the north side, we're designing one that really probably better. Well, you can walk it, but it does have some flat terrain, so we're looking at doing some biking trails on that one.
Oh, nice.
And then, of course, down in Navarre, we have the East Bay one we bought a couple of years ago, and probably 4 years ago now. And we've done some land management on that, some burning and whatnot, so we're ready to move forward with that. And we'll probably do both down there, the hiking loops, and there is some terrain that supports some biking loops in there as well.
Is that the 500-acre project, or am I thinking of a different thing?
It is.
Okay.
It is. It's kind of split into three parcels. So one is pretty wet and not really conducive for these. And so the other two parcels, the one that's a little closer to Eglin, and then the one that's kind of right in the middle of those subdivisions in there. So it is three parcels now.
And these will all be open to the public, right?
They will be.
Yeah, and so I just want to emphasize, you think about like the UWF bike trails, or you think about there's some bike trails all over the place in both Escambia and Santa Rosa. But, this is natural setting walking trails. We're, quite a substantial one. Like you said, 400 acres for the one over at the Clear Creek Nature Preserve. The biking one up on, or the biking slash maybe hiking on the north side, and then the one down in Navarre. I mean, this is very significant recreational access for people who like to be out of doors, doing activity things, and, you know, being in nature instead of being on a track that goes around in a circle, or even a track that winds its way through, you know, like you think the Rails to Trails is one version of this, but I mean, that's just a long straight shot. It's kind of boring. These are really interesting things, and the county's going to make this available to people, right? I mean, Brad, did I say anything wrong?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And these are areas the board has worked to with different partnerships to put in conservation. And the ultimate plan is, you know, to manage those properties and make them available. And the trails, we do need to be passive in those areas because they are conservation. So we're not going to do, you know, ATVs or anything like that. And some of them are pretty sensitive to erosion. So that's why we'll only do hiking trails on those.
And also, just in case it escapes people also, is this is at the perimeter, the two of them are at the perimeter of NES Whiting Field. So they are preservation, you know, that's protecting the mission by making sure that land doesn't get developed into houses or anything else. So this is all good stuff. One of the other things you guys are working on for Thursday's meeting is, and of course, yesterday was the committee meeting. That's where you talk about, it's like the agenda review, and then Thursday is the voting meeting, is developing property on Berry Hill Road where they're, if I remember correctly, this is the property that you guys acquired for doing some drainage work. You paid a little bit above asking or above the, you know, the comparable rate, but you said it was essential. And now you didn't need all of the land. And so you're going to be able to, instead of just selling it, you're going to actually kind of superintend the development of it so that you get things that you want there that are good for the public and also able to generate tax revenue. Do I kind of have this right?
You do. And so to kind of to expand on that is, so we tried to purchase other properties along there. We had one that would meet our needs, but they wanted $5 million for. So this Williamson property is, she wouldn't sell us just the 10 acres or 11 acres that we needed. She'd only sell us the 42-acre parcel. So there was no other parcel available without condemning someone's house. And she had it up for sale. There were a couple offers in on that. So we did bump it up a little bit. But what's interesting is I had two of the developers who had offers in tried to buy it from us after taking the acreage we needed out. But the county commission wants to kind of control what goes in there. And if we sell it, zone it, then it, you know, whatever they want to put in there, we want to kind of work with a developer to say, hey, what's the market? And you know what, we want to put something in there that will relieve traffic off of Highway 90, right? Parkland Place is going in, a lot of development in that area. There's already a Walmart, there's already a Wawa. So let's look at some commercial property that would keep and alleviate traffic going to Highway 90, whether that's a, you know, a nice restaurant, some supportive shops, whatever that looks like. We'll work with a developer on, you know, what's the market going to support? And then we'll work out a price and a development agreement so that we get what they promised us. So yeah. It is going before the rezoning in March, and our ask would be to rezone it to CC1, which is similar to what the property across the street is.
But within, you know, this is the direction that we want things to be developed in, not just a blanket. You're not going to sell it off and say, here's the zoning, build whatever you want. The idea is to be smart about it, which I love. I think is a really smart way to approach a kind of a problem that, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. With a development agreement so that we have a contract in writing so that we do get to control that.
Absolutely. One of the other things that didn't get a lot of discussion yesterday, I think it was Carrie Smith or Colton, I forget who said it, but there's two letters you guys are being, you know, asked to either sign on to or sign of your own. One is to support the Coast Guard mission establishing a boot camp at NAS Pensacola. Of course, we're all on board with that, and I like that you guys are going to do that, that the City of Gulf Breeze is also doing. I think, but the other one the City of Gulf Breeze is doing has to do with opposition to SB 948. I spent a lot of time on the show talking about SB 948. This is the most insane thing I have ever seen. It would essentially preempt all residential zoning to the state and set minimum lot sizes at 1,200 feet, and they can build pretty much anything they want anywhere in the state that currently has residential zoning, and it's retroactive. So unless you're in an HOA, sucks to be you. I mean, you've read the bill, Brad. Am I saying it wrong?
You are. You're right. And, you know, we have been saying this for years. They have been trying to erode local government's ability. You know, we call it homeland rule, where the local government gets a say in what goes on. And if you notice, if you go look over the last 4 or 5 years, every year there's more bills that erode away at that. And, you know, it's if you're a I learned a lot since I've been in administration, going on 5 years with my trips to Tallahassee. Whoever has the money, they send the lobbyists down there, and they really push hard to get what they want. And, you know, obviously it's easier to fight a state level with all your resources than to go and fight in every county.
Yep.
So, you know, I've seen that going on in my time in administration, and it's very frustrating. They're wanting to, you know, really just take over and eliminate the local ability to regulate development.
If it's almost to the point where if this bill passes, you kind of want to say, well, why didn't y'all just get rid of counties? I mean, it's that sweeping, you know. Why don't just say it? Tallahassee wants to run the state, and they don't want these stupid county people with their elected officials, you know, making decisions about zoning and, you know, building, and just it's crazy. Brad, anything else y'all are working on? Oh, I guess you guys were also talking about the same issue in Gulf Breeze, where you're having this work by the fiber companies. Heck, it happened in my own neighborhood, and it's crazy. But these fiber companies will go in and they pull their fiber, which we love, but they do it in such a way that they hit water lines and they break water mains, and Gulf Breeze has kind of tried to work on restricting them. What is the county looking at? This isn't coming up just yet, but you're going to have a public hearing eventually on this, right?
Yeah, and that's what we asked the board to do, to allow us to schedule a public hearing to amend our ordinance. And basically, it's we'll need to do more permitting and enforcement in the right-of-way. You know, these folks are just going in, and it's their subs, and they're just blowing through there. Like, recently we had to close down, you know, Sinamid and Bell Lane for a while because they literally bored it straight through a water main.
Ugh.
And eroded all under the road. They had to do all kind of replacement, resurfacing. I mean, it was crazy. And what was crazy is they blew through it and kept on going. So Pace Water gets out there, and they're still going down the right-of-way headed toward Highway 9. And, I mean, so we've had this in Navarre. They busted through Okaloosa Gas's lines multiple times in one weekend. And, you know, that causes taxes on our resources. So it's just time that, you know, we do something. We've worked with our local water purveyors and crafted the wording that we'll be presenting at the ordinance. And, you know, it's just trying to not slow it down. It's more like you have to pay attention to what's in the right of way. You can't just blow through everything.
Right. And I mean, it's bizarre. Like, why bother marking stuff if you're just going to drill right through it anyway? That's just crazy.
Yeah, that's right.
And not be responsible. And, you know, I know some of the ideas are, you know, maybe to restrict the time they can operate so that they don't cost you overtime, weekends, that kind of stuff. And, you know, I mean, all of that makes sense to me. You know, I wish you didn't have to rein in bad, you know, bad or negligent actors, but it seems like that kind of is the case. Brad Baker, he is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Thursday is the regular meeting where they vote on all this stuff. Brad, as always, thanks for doing what you do. Thanks for keeping us informed, man, and I appreciate the time, sir.